Hey, it's time now for our friend Larry Weber to join us by phone. Good morning.
Good morning, and how are you enjoying this?
Excellent. It's beautiful out there. Somebody shook the snow globe.
Isn't it terrific? You know, we are approaching halfway in the month right now, and this has just been spectacular. Oh, just fabulous. There was a article in the Duluth newspaper yesterday that the Weather Service listed the coldest early winter spells that they have ever recorded, with a minimum amount of time of being a week. And what we had just experienced was on the list. At our house here in the week between last Friday and yesterday, we had an average temperature of well below zero, somewhere around 5 to 6 below zero, 20 below or colder 4 times. And that was, it's just fabulous. what another interesting fact is you throw in here is that most of those days, 5 of those days, most of the days were clear. And, you know, you just think, hey, wait a minute, what's going on here? Well, that's the way it is at this time of year. The cloud is the blanket, and you pull off the blanket, and a lot of the heat escapes, and the cold settles in. And cold air is heavier than warm air. The other thing is the snow cover we got, and 20 inches of snow cover is an ample cover, but the snow cover we got will act as a reflectant. This is known as the albedo effect, A-L-B-E-D-O, and snow has a very high albedo, which means it reflects a great deal. And I think anybody up in your territory is trying to cross some lake on a clear day has definitely seen this. Anyway, you put that all together, it's just been a fabulous start for the winter. 1 week from today is the solstice, and we are already getting well into the winter. What we haven't yet experienced is the darkest or coldest, the day of least light, and that will be 1 week from today. Now, we just finished a week of sunsets being at 4:20. That's the earliest sunset of the whole year. Starting tomorrow, the sunsets will start to get later. Now, it's easy to misinterpret that. It doesn't mean the days get longer, because the sunrises also continue to get later. And you put those two together, and we're going to have the shortest day of the year coming up on the 21st this year. We're going to also have plenty of light at night if the sky is clear. We are in the approaching the full moon. And if that's not enough, we are in the midst of the Geminid meteor shower, which with the moon is going to be a little bit less likely to be seen, but the Geminid meteor shower can be quite interesting. You can go out and see 20 to 30 meteors per hour if you have the right conditions. But amidst that other thing going on, this is Christmas bird count time. The Christmas bird counts, as they're set up, need to be done from about the middle of December to early January. Any of the days there, I believe there's about 23, 24 days you can choose from. And the Duluth Christmas bird count will be done today, going on today. Our Christmas bird count out here in Carlton County will be next week, will be tomorrow. But I was going to say next week is a time when other places, including probably yours up there, will be done. The idea of the Christmas bird count is to go out and get an indication of what kind of birds are around in the wintertime. It's easy to think, the only thing we're going to have is what we see at the bird feeders. And the bird feeders could contribute a tremendous amount of knowledge to birds that are around. We not only note the species, but how many of them. And they really help in telling what's going to be around us. But there's plenty of birds that don't go to bird feeders. And so we get out and take a closer look, and we see that there's many more. Bird counts, depending on where you are, if you have Lake Superior nearby, you can rack up a pretty large number. In Carlton County here, where we don't get the effect as much from Lake Superior, I usually feel a good bird count is that we get 30 different species, and this year I don't think we're even going to reach that. We have a disappointing thing this winter in the fact that no one has reported any redpolls. Redpolls add a great deal to the winter. However, they're going to be replaced by other finches. We have goldfinches, a pretty good number of goldfinches that have been coming to the bird feeders. So anyway, that's going to be taking place in the next day or two. and we will see what else is around. Almost always, bird counts show up, point out something that we didn't even know was there, and that's always part of the interest. Other things of note, we're getting a movement from mammals. You know, having this cold spell as we had, a lot of the mammals will just kind of curl up and wait it out, but after a while, they get hungry. And they get out and they start moving around again. We've been having deer coming to our bird feeder. And the flying squirrels, which pretty much just sat it out for a while during the real cold nights, they have returned to the bird feeder, too. That was very pleasant to see them coming in the last couple nights again. We also have cottontail rabbits that come by. And one of them this week, apparently, was a little bit uncareful, stepped out into the snow at the wrong time and got zapped by a barred owl. I found the rabbit the next day. A rabbit is a little bit too big for a barred owl to carry off and eat the entire thing. So the owl just ate part of it, left the rest of the rabbit laying. I took it out of the way because I didn't want our dog dealing with it. And next night, sure enough, the barred owl showed up again as though to say, hey, what'd you do with my leftovers? But anyway, the cottontail rabbits don't turn color like their cousins, the snowshoe hare, and therefore brown out in the snow tends to show up. And so they have to be very careful. Mm-hmm. And this one was apparently not very careful. Other things of note, I've been noticing the trees still hanging, with a lot of the snow still hanging on the trees. Oh, that has just been amazing. You know, we got the snow when it came down, it was first wet. And it just kind of lingers on a lot of branches. And if they're shielded from the wind, it will stay. Even the ones of spruces that get hit by wind still tend to have a lot on them. We have a front yard full of spruces, and of course they're all just completely covered with snow, giving the appearance of, I guess you'd kind of say, a kind of a Currier and Ives kind of photograph kind of thing for this season at this time of year. But the other side of it is, when these branches bend all the way down to the ground, they create nice little shelters for critters, and if you get out in my yard, that's where I see the rabbit tracks are going, underneath places like that. Ruffed grouse often will do that. Other birds will roost in these places once the snow branches bend over like such. So there's plenty going on. We are, you could say, in our last week of autumn. So why don't you enjoy the last week of autumn.
Thanks, Larry.
Have a beautiful weekend. Thank you for calling.
All righty. Bye-bye. That's Larry Weber. He's a retired science teacher who taught students from 7th grade to graduate school. He was twice named Science Teacher of the Year. He lives with his wife on an old farm in Carleton County where he watches, photographs, and writes about critters. Larry joins us every Saturday at 9:30 on North Shore Weekend.